Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
The story that you are going to be hearing more about today, of course, will be the coronavirus. But the big focus this morning is going to be on three elements, really. It'll be the number of people who've died in care homes or in nursing home settings. Secondly, the number of clusters found in nursing homes. And then the news that emerged last night that, and that's the two healthcare workers have also died. This is going to be the focus today, as the Irish Independent reports this morning that nursing homes are facing chronic staffing shortages as the surge takes a devastating hold, claiming dozens of lives and leaving staff critically ill in hospital. According to the Irish Independent this morning, one Dublin nursing home has had at least 15 deaths with four elderly people, and a Midlands nursing home lost a third of its residents with nine deaths over the bank holiday weekend. That's according to the Irish Independent this morning. But all of this came really on the back of a fairly bleak day yesterday when it emerged that two middle-aged health workers have also died having contracted COVID-19. And quoted in the front of the Irish Independent this morning, two interesting comments, I thought. Dr. Jack Lambert, who's a consultant in infectious diseases at the Mater Hospital in Dublin, he's told the Irish Independent that a number of nurses who had been working in nursing home facilities are in critical care in hospital. He described the efforts to stem the spread in nursing homes as chaotic and urged the government to mobilise a response now within 24 hours to prevent a disaster. Also, the CEO of the Nursing Homes Ireland, Tadhg Daly, he's quoted too in the front of the Irish Independent this morning, saying the surge is taking place, but it's in nursing homes, not acute hospitals, and manpower issues are a concern. Staff members who've been in contact with COVID-19 patients are in isolation awaiting test results while others are out sick. Ongoing issues in relation to the use of agency staff who have been working in hospitals, risking further contagion. And in an effort to stem the deepening crisis, it was announced that public sector workers are to be redeployed to private nursing homes. We'll have more coming up on this story here on the programme in 10 minutes time, but that is the main element that you are going to be talking much more about today. We want to hear from people this morning. We just want to hear your own stories, your own personal stories. Have you family members that are affected by this? Are you concerned? You can let us know this morning on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. The other story, the other angle to all of this that you're going to be hearing more about too today, interesting comments as well in the front of the Irish Times, and this is a warning from a coroner. Not all COVID-19 deaths are being reported as required by law. This is the Dublin coroner. Dr. Myra Cullinan has written to medical staff in hospitals and other locations who are responsible for completing death certificates, saying that they must comply with the requirement to report any death in the context of proven or suspected COVID-19 to her office. And her warning comes amid concern over possible underreporting now of deaths from the virus, especially outside of hospital settings. An analysis of online death notices in recent weeks have suggested a level of excess mortality not captured in official figures. That's the warning from Dr. Myra Cullinan, the Dublin coroner, front page of the Irish Times too today. Just a few other stories of note as well. Interesting headline just caught my eye in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. Like, almost 1 million people are now either unemployed or receiving some form of COVID-19 emergency payment, just over 4 weeks since the lockdown really first started here in the Republic of Ireland. There's more on that in the business section of the Irish Examiner too this morning. Also inside the Irish Independent as well today, depression on the rise as lockdown leaves many people feeling anxious and lonely. Loneliness, things like anxiety, depression are all worrying side effects now of a nation in lockdown. The first major snapshot of how we've been coping reveals that more than 4 in 10 Irish adults, 41%, currently feeling lonely. Research also found people who have lost income, naturally 60% more likely to meet the diagnosis of depression or anxiety. Interesting study, page 2 and 3 of the Irish Independent this morning. And just inside the Telegraph today, shutdown is driving more people to cut their drinking, actually. This is the Alcohol Change UK survey, found that 14 million adults say that they're now drinking less. Just 21% have upped their intake of alcohol on a daily basis or a weekly basis, compared with 35% who actually have been having less drink. More on that story inside the Telegraph this morning. The other story, though, that you are going to be talking about as well this morning, and that is the government or government formation. This is the potential cost now of the promises made by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in their coalition framework document has caused concern in both parliamentary parties. You may have heard Sean mention that in the news bulletin. But if you're just joining us, in the front of the Irish Times this morning, the document was approved by meetings of both parliamentary parties, but concerns were raised about how realistic the promises are. The document says that there will be no increase in income tax or USC, no cuts to core welfare rates, understood to be those separate to payments established to deal, of course, with the current effect of the COVID-19 crisis. And the capital spending will be a priority and will be funded through borrowing if necessary. It also commits to things like significant state investment in the areas of health, housing, among other sectors. But the two parties have 72 Dáil seats between them. They're eight short of the majority and want Labour, the Social Democrats, and the Greens, as well as some independents, to join them in government. You'll be hearing more analysis to that story coming up on News Talk Breakfast after 7 o'clock this morning. Also, just something that we mentioned on the programme yesterday based on Gartha figures, but there is even further evidence again this morning. Just something to note, particularly if you're living in parts of Dublin or commuter belt areas, because there were significant increases in the number of burglaries in parts of Dublin and its wider commuter belt last year, despite an overall drop in the incident of crime nationally. An analysis of the official crime figures published by the Central Statistics Office show a sharp rise in burglaries, particularly in West Dublin, as well as in some counties surrounding the capital. The most significant increase, though, was in Wicklow, where the numbers jumped 37% to 681 incidents, and Westmeath also up 25% to 309. More on that story, page 9 of the Irish Times today. Just a couple of other interesting stories as well this morning. Only half of us are using cash now. This is a story inside the Star today. Card spending in Ireland dropped by almost a third, while cash usage has more than halved in the first week of April, according to the Central Bank of Ireland. The public has been encouraged to use contactless payments now instead of cash while stopping or shopping to stop the spread of COVID-19. But I suppose it's something that has been happening irregardless of the crisis as well. And finally this morning, Ted makes stress small, far away. The Irish sitcom, one of the most comforting television or shows on TV. Also inside the Star this morning, Father Ted has been voted one of the most comforting shows on telly of all time, but only Fools and Horses scooped the overall title. This is a poll of 1,500 viewers, put the sitcom top of the pile as being the best television show to watch to put a smile on your face or to de-stress. Only Fools and Horses, Gavin and Stacey, Father Ted, Top Gear and The Vicar of Dibley. What we want to know, what's your comfort watch in these uncertain times? You can let us know on Twitter this morning at BreakfastNT. Those are the stories making the headlines this Thursday morning. Now, still to come here on Breakfast Briefing, two healthcare workers have died after testing positive for coronavirus and new details emerging about clusters of COVID-19 in nursing homes. We'll have the details.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.